You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, who you can check out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. And, of course, as always, he's brought to you by MyFrontPageStory.com. And he joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Ross, welcome back to the show, bud.
What up, fellas? How are you?
We're kind of in the middle of it because this quarterback battle has been interrupted by now three quarterback injuries. And you have the tweet of the year saying, how can you have three quarterback injuries in a four-man quarterback battle when the quarterbacks can't get hit?
I've never heard anything like it. I mean, I am not one of those people that believes that the Browns are cursed or that it's where quarterbacks go to die or any of those things. However, if you were one of those people, man, today was some pretty good ammunition, right? I mean, I was there. I'm at the joint practices, which, by the way, we can get to. I thought the Browns performed very well, as compared to the Eagles. So we can get to that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm wondering why Shador isn't out there, isn't getting any reps. It was all Flacco and Dylan Gabriel that I saw. And then I see the post about his oblique. And, I mean, I don't even know how that happens. You know, all these non-contact soft tissue injuries for their quarterbacks, that's got to be maddening. I mean, absolutely maddening. You know, I mean, now with AI, you can probably find out in 2 seconds. But when's the last time a team had three non-contact soft tissue injuries to quarterbacks at the same time? I mean, somebody hit me up on Twitter, which, by the way, Nick, is at Ross Tucker NFL. I know you forgot. And
I literally put it in the intro.
Yeah, I know. But ChatGPT evidently said that the odds of that happening, this might be totally made up, by the way, but that's kind of what we're going to be doing over the next 10 years, I think, is just taking things from AI and then regurgitating them on, like, reputable platforms like 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. It might just be totally incorrect. In fact, this guy, Dr. Lupertazzi, might be his Twitter handle is at Cleveland Pipes. He might be totally full of it. But anyway, I'm going to say it anyway. He said the odds are 0.08%. 1 in 1,250. And I don't know. Sounds about right to me.
Yeah, this is how you end up with that Men's Fitness magazine article about Luka Doncic having a 42-inch vertical at the combine, despite him not having a 42-inch vertical, like a 25-inch vertical, and also not doing the NBA combine, Ross.
It's like, I don't know what we're going to do, because this is what people do now, and it's not accurate. It's not true. A lot of it.
A lot of it. But AI does make you feel good at the end of the day when it answers your questions and tells you how nice you are.
Because JP has programmed it to talk nice to him.
What's that, Ross?
My two big things I love nowadays about AI is like any conversation, I'll just be like, yeah, I mean, you know, AI. I mean, you know what AI is doing these days. They're, yeah, yeah. It's like you don't have anything else to talk about. You just be like, man, how about AI, huh? Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
And everyone's got opinions. None of them really make sense, but everyone's got opinions on it.
It's hilarious that, like, you can just, and if you say, like, yeah, man, they're doing great stuff with AI, or you can just say, like, yeah, I mean, according to AI, the Eagles, and they're like, oh, well, really? Oh, wow. I mean, it could be totally 100% false, but people just, I mean, AI has already duped us into thinking that AI is always correct.
Ross Tucker of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. On the fan hotline, talking Browns-Eagles here. So as you were at Browns-Eagles joint practice, what was the talk of practice today?
Well, I got to tell you, like, I mean, objectively, either the Browns looked like the better team or it was awfully close. I mean, it seemed like the Browns were getting in the backfield against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles a lot. It seemed like the Browns' offense had more success moving the ball against the Eagles than they did. Now, there's a couple of things that need to be said, right? You never really know what the goal is of the coaches. The other night in the preseason game against Joe Burrow and the Bengals, the Eagles went with a cover zero blitz, mainly because they're trying to figure out who the starting corner should be opposite Quinyon Mitchell. And so they wanted to put the guys competing for it, Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson, in that spot. Well, you know, Chase broke his route off, caught the ball, made Keely Ringo miss, and, like, waltzed into the end zone. They would never have been in a cover zero in that situation. Like, you don't play cover zero against the Bengals with their receivers. So I don't know how much of that today was them trying to put certain guys in certain spots. I did see they had the guys competing for those spots out there quite a bit. It's one thing that's interesting for the Eagles. Doesn't feel like this happens very often, but, I mean, they, legitimately a starting corner, a starting safety, a starting linebacker are all available. The third and fourth edge rushers and the fourth and fifth interior guys. So I think even the Eagles would say seven of their most important 16 spots on defense are available. And so they had the guys that are competing playing a lot. And, you know, I didn't see as much of the guys that are kind of the more known commodities. So, but I also wasn't watching, you know, the Cleveland. I wasn't really watching the Cleveland personnel all that closely to see how often it was their frontline guys either.
What you did see of Dylan Gabriel today, you know, the people that do the pass charts and everything said he was 6 for 19. Did it seem like the ball was hitting the ground that often with Dylan Gabriel, or was that maybe mistaken?
It seemed like a lot of bootlegs and a lot of bootlegs where nobody was really open and he just kind of had to throw it away. It's kind of remarkable how little he looks out there, by the way. But mm-hmm. I guess we kind of knew that. But, I mean, it was bootleg after bootleg, but the Eagles seemed pretty prepared for that. And so he would boot out, and there'd be nobody there, and he would just kind of chuck it. And there were a decent amount of incompletions that I saw on those plays.
Ross, were you disappointed you didn't get to see Shador play today?
Yes, very. And I'm even more disappointed that he might not play on Saturday. I mean, it sounds like he's unlikely. Listen, I'm in the ratings business, bro, okay? I want Shador to play every snap of the game. You know, I want Shador to play every snap of every game. I don't know if you guys saw, but I'm calling the Week 2 game Browns at Ravens for CBS. Last year I was your guy's lucky charm when the Browns beat the Ravens in Cleveland. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll happen again. But Week 2, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think, you know, no matter how they perform, my guess is Flacco will still be starting. You know, if there was any chance for Shador, you would think that he would have needed to play a ton in this next preseason game again and play really well again. Because that's one of those things where, like, if they played him for 50 snaps again against the Eagles and he lit up the Eagles, at some point, you know, the buzz becomes so much that the team, you know, needs to really consider their options. I know they start off with a really tough schedule, but, you know, we've talked about it before. It's a fascinating dynamic because I don't think anybody really thinks the Browns are going to be that good. So, you know, if that's the case, how long do you start a 40-year-old quarterback? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm sure that's a conversation that the Browns are having internally a lot.
Yeah, and it feels like a missed opportunity for Shador in many ways, because now if you put Dylan ahead of him, and maybe that won't end up being the reality, but let's say Joe goes 6 or 7 games, and then Dylan goes 3, 4, 5 games, you see how the amount of games for Shador is now being limited to potentially change people's minds about taking a quarterback in 2026.
It's a great point, and also I guess my question would be, what has Dylan Gabriel done, and you guys tell me, other than be drafted 2 rounds higher, so clearly the team liked his college tape more. But has Dylan Gabriel been more impressive than Shador? Has Dylan Gabriel done more to merit him being second in that pecking order? Because, you know, maybe things are reversed from last week against Carolina, but I guess my thought was, you know, this is an opportunity for Shador to kind of be second on the pecking order. And then if he's second on the pecking order and they have Flacco start 2, 3, 4 games, well, if Shador goes out there and starts playing well, I mean, they're not going to sit him. They can't sit him. So then he would have an opportunity to start 10 plus games and really state his case.
I mean, I'm with you, and what we've seen, we've not been impressed with Dylan Gabriel. We went out to like 5 or 6 training camps between Nick and myself, and any one of them, he didn't look particularly good. It was not impressive. It feels like Stefanski wants Dylan Gabriel to have an opportunity here is kind of the read more than anything. And we'll find out. Maybe Saturday dictates a lot of this, Ross. I hope you're right, but it kind of feels like Dylan Gabriel, if he just looks competent, will have the upper edge based off of what we've seen and what people that have been there every day tell us.
Well, listen, I mean, he played a lot today, and I would suspect they don't really want to play Flacco that much, if at all, in this game. So the fact that Gabriel was out there running all these bootlegs, his hamstring must be okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I would expect him to get a real opportunity on Saturday. And going against, by the way, some of the Eagles starters, or at least some of the Eagles guys that are competing to start, as I referenced earlier. So kind of feels like Shador got his opportunity Friday night, and Gabriel will get his opportunity on Saturday to show what he can do. And then based on that, hopefully Shador is healthy for the last preseason game. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how they decide to divvy it up for the last one.
Ross, what do you see as the Browns' ceiling and floor from a wins perspective this year?
Ceiling is probably 7 wins, 7-10. Just tough to be like pretty clearly on paper the worst team in the division, right? In a good division. You know, there might be other divisions where you would think that they'd have a better chance to compete. I would say right now in my head, 7-10, probably the ceiling. I mean, the floor is just about as low as you want to go, bro. I mean, I don't know. 2 wins, 3 wins. I guess I have faith in Stefanski and Schwartz that they can get 3 or 4 wins out of this group. So I would say somewhere between 3 to 7 wins. Would be my guess.
Ross, which quarterback across the entire NFL needs a title the most this season?
Well, it's either Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I think we all recognize that. I don't know. You could probably flip a coin between those two guys. I guess I would submit to you that Lamar has been to what, one AFC championship game?
Yeah, one. Yeah.
And also, Lamar has more around him. I mean, every year, look, he was awesome last year. Awesome. But every year, a bunch of, like, Roquan Smith and Kyle Hamilton and, like, you know, Andrews and a bunch of Ravens make the Pro Bowl and All-Pro and stuff like that every year. I want to say, I mean, I know for a fact Josh Allen was the only Bill that was first or second team All-Pro. I don't even know if any other Bills made the Pro Bowl. So I guess the answer would be, to me, it'd be Lamar, because we got to start to really ask some questions about him if they don't at least get to the conference championship game again this year. Whereas Josh Allen, you could at least make the argument that, well, they're just not as good as they need to be around him, which is ironic because they've given contract extensions to like 7 of their dudes this offseason, including James Cook. I mean, they're good. They're good players. They're just not all pro, you know, or maybe even Pro Bowl caliber players.
Ross, we love your interview with Penn State quarterback Drew Aller. I'm curious, what was your favorite part of your interaction with a young man?
Well, I would say two things. Number one, it just warms my heart when a kid grows up a diehard fan like that, and that the tickets were passed down from his great-grandfather with the Browns. I mean, and he went to every home game as far as he can remember. Like, that is just incredible. And by the way, the Browns, you know what I mean? Like, he went to every Browns home game, and he's a diehard. But he hurt my feelings a lot because I referenced the 3 preseason games in 2006 that I started, the 3 very memorable preseason games that will live in Browns lore forever. In 06, after LeCharles tore his knee up, and I said, how many of those did you go to? And he said, I don't think any. I was 2. Like, how is that possible? How did we all get this old this quick? That he's a fourth-year senior. I mean, he could have gone pro last year, and he's going to be a first-round pick, supposedly, whatever. And he was 2 when I was in my 6th year playing for the Browns. Like, that's a bad feeling for me. He's an awesome, awesome kid, by the way. Awesome kid. He's going to check a lot of boxes after this year. And we'll see. You know, Penn State's loaded this year, so we'll see what kind of season he has, and you know, just how high people have him ranked after this year.
Ross, before we let you go, myfrontpagestory.com, what can you tell the good people at Cleveland about it?
Well, I've told you guys about it before, but it's been a while. I believe it's by far the best gift you could ever get for any loved one. And evidently, September and October are the two biggest months of the year for weddings, which, by the way, should be illegal during football season, but evidently it's not. And so that means a lot of people have anniversaries coming up. I guarantee this will be the best gift you've ever given your wife for your anniversary or your parents. Your parents love the newspaper. Put them on the cover story about how they're the best parents ever, how they're the best grandparents ever, whatever. It's called myfrontpagestory.com. It's the best gift I've ever seen for a loved one. And if you order it right now, forward me the email, ross@rostucker.com. I will send you in the mail a signed autograph saying whatever you want me to say negative about Nick Wilson. So this is like a 2-for-1 special. You get the gift, myfrontpagestory.com, and I'll say Nick's a loser and sign it. Whatever you want. Myfrontpagestory.com.
I mean, this is going to be the new Facebook. That's how popular this is going to be. Ross, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. And we'll catch up down the line.
Sounds great. Later, dudes.
Later, dudes. Ross Tucker of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter on the fan hotline there. We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns joint practices and whatnot in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We definitely shouldn't say he went 6-for-19 today with 2 touchdowns. But he went 6-for-19, which is about 33%. We should not say that. But we should say the Browns won the practice today. And I think that you think we know what that means, right?
Well, I mean, it's Super Bowl, Super Browns is what it might mean.
I mean, are we allowed to say that? Should we come up with something equally as, you know, that we can then take from the audience, that the audience create and then pass off as our own thing?
Or then continue then when you say it to then spend the next 3 hours being like, no, but it's not serious when we say it.
Yeah.
It's not serious. It's a bit. It's all a bit.
By the way, I'm actually team Morning Boys on that. If you need it explained to you that Super Bowl, Super Browns is not a literal thing, I really don't know how to help you.
Well, but what else are people that don't know the bit and don't know the show are supposed to take over from the idea that you do the Super Bowl, Super Browns chant?
I go context clues.
After that moment.
I go to the context clues. The Browns haven't been good for 25 years.
But the context clues within the clip would be that you'd see Ken Carman, you know, doing the Tiger Woods fist bump like he just won the Masters. You would assume then in that moment that he might be a little serious. Even if
it's
we
so
all know
over the top.
We all know it's a bit. Listen, I'm open to the idea that national media is just stupid in this too.
Yeah. Okay? I like that.
If the end result is national media, probably just a bunch of dum-dums.
Except for Ross.
I can live with that.
Who said the Browns won the practice today? There we go, Brownies.
And we're back to them being smart.
I mean, just cue the Michael Stanley, although they've stolen that bit too. No, I mean, it's one of those weird things where I got to say it's a failure on my part. I didn't even ask Ashley, who was at the practice, about who won. I just kind of assumed it was going to be the Eagles. So then when Ross was like, man, the Browns look really good today, I was like,
well, she wasn't really doing much of the scoreboard watching, but she did highlight the idea that the defensive line looked awesome and was dominating the Eagles' offensive line. And that was like the big takeaway, is how great. Not only, she said Miles had 2.5 sacks mm-hmm. in this practice. She said Mason Graham got after it as well. Like, for her, that was the win more than anything.
Those are rookie numbers, by the way, for Miles. We got a
2.5 sacks in a joint practice.
I mean, I remember the days where he'd get like 4 or 5 sacks in a game.
I look at Miles in these practices kind of like, you know, like Allen Iverson. He just had to get his 28 a game, and then once he got there, he just kind of calmed down a little bit. Some days he'd go off, but once he got to 28, you just kind of cool off. That's that in my mind, that's Miles in these moments. He just gets a 2.5, 3, somewhere very impressive, and then it's like, okay, all right, I did enough for today. You guys remember who I am.
A nice break for the Gardos. We'll explain why in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.